This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak with me, Lee.
And me, Rob. I suppose we'd better explain an authentic English phrase then, Lee.
Oh, cheer up, Rob. Why are you sounding so miserable?
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but, I've got problems. Financial problems.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What's happened?
Well, I had to get my car fixed. I had to get a plumber round to fix a leaking pipe. I received a huge tax bill. And then, to add to it all, I lost my wallet yesterday. I don't know. I'm doing my best to keep the wolf from the door.
A wolf? You really have got problems if you have got to keep a wolf out of your house.
Oh, not a real wolf, Lee. When people say they're trying to keep the wolf from the door, they mean they've only just got enough money to survive.
Oh, I see. So you just have enough money to eat and live?
Yes, it's not a good position to be in. Let's hear more examples of the phrase in action.
I'm going to have to sell my car if I'm to keep the wolf from the door.
It's tough being a student. I study all day, then have to do an evening job just to keep the wolf from the door.
We've only just saved enough money to keep the wolf from the door.
So if you keep the wolf from the door, you just have enough money to survive. OK, Rob, I get it. With all your bills to pay, you really are struggling to keep the wolf from the door. So what are you going to do?
Well, I need to ask a good friend to lend me some money.
You want to borrow some money? You will need to find a really good friend then.
Yes, a really good friend. Like you, Lee. I know you got some spare cash.
Sorry, Rob. I've just spent that on a really nice holiday.
What's that?
It sounds like a wolf is really at the door. Go on then. Here's £10.
Oh, £10. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.